Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and today we've got an incredible amount of information for you. We're going to start out today with two things you should do, absolutely should do, and then two things you probably shouldn't do. All right? So we got a lot of material here that we got to work through. It's just going to take some time, and we want to get started. The first thing you absolutely should do is you need to get to this year's expo. We've had this thing going on for 11 years now, and every year it has just been an incredible event. This year it's going to occur in Irving, Texas, on May 7th through 10th of 2025. And what is it? It is 4 days of interactive real estate investing education and networking. It's unbelievable. When you go in there and you come to this event, and by the way, it's in Irving, Texas. We have a convention center. We have a music hall. We have gigantic meetings, gigantic rooms with large lectures. Then we have breakdown rooms where you can go in there and specific topics are being taught. There's 4 days of this stuff. So you can go through and pick the stuff that you want to watch. We tell people what you should do is make yourself a tour map. And literally what you're going to do is go in and go, okay, this is the first day. These are the events I want to see. I don't want to miss these. And this is the second day and the third day and the fourth day. Line yourself up. So there's so much going on that you want to make sure you get the ones that you absolutely need and or want as far as your educational events. Then there's the networking events. And we have networking aligned where people just get together and speak to each other. And we try to do organized networking. In fact, like, for instance, one of the lunches of one of the days is our international networking. And the way that works is you go in this giant auditorium and lunch is served on these giant buffets. And so, as I remember it, this giant room had all outside the doors of the room had buffets all along three sides of that room. Each one of those buffets on each side was the same, but it was just so there's three of them so hundreds of people can get through there quickly. And really, it was probably thousands of people. You go in the room, and then what blows your mind is that there's 100 tables. And what that 100 tables is are different cities. And so, you know, if you're in a state where there's only one major city or whatever, then that ambassador from that area has that table. And you're meeting and greeting people that, you know, hey, I wanted to do some investing in North Carolina. Okay, go over there and meet the North Carolina people. Now you have friends. Now you have people to network forever. And find out how that market is doing, and et cetera, et cetera. You can get up from that table and move over to another table and network with another group of people. If you want to just network the people in your own hometown because you're getting started and that's the first place to start is your own people, that's fine too. But this opportunity is incredible. Another opportunity we have in this event is we have an event for passive investors to be able to get to what we call lead investors. These are the people that are going to syndicate deals that other people can get into. However, in our group, you have to be certified to do that. You have to sign that you're willing to follow the rules and follow the white paper, which is the set of rules that we have, and go through a bunch of training so that you do it correctly. You're not just some yahoo that said, you know, I'm going to syndicate because I just heard it on TV or the radio or YouTube is even worse because, you know, you can learn everything you need to know to fail on the YouTube generally, right? Although I will tell you this, and I'm going to get this in here for you. You might have listened to me. I always say 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months, or 6 years. If you're one of those kind of people that just haven't taken action, or even if you are the people taking action, what we've done is I've just set up a new set of people doing this. We are now taking my seminars and cutting them up into small pieces and putting them into YouTube shorts. Say, well, that's been going on for 1,000 years. Yeah, but we haven't done that. We have had the radio shows on YouTube, and we have had other pieces that I've done, cuts from different things and put on there. But literally now we're putting some pieces on that are right out of the seminar. So this is really good meat of education, or educational meat is probably a better way to say it. And you don't want to miss this. So I would go to YouTube if I were you. Look up Del Walmsley, or you can look up Lifestyles Unlimited. But if you look up Del Walmsley, it will come up, Del and or Lifestyles Unlimited. And go in there and just start looking at these YouTube videos, man. There's probably, I'd say right now, about 50 of them in there. And each one is like a class. It's a topic. And you can binge on those. Now, if you're like me, I get into these shorts and then I start binging, because the algorithms will keep bringing you stuff of the same topic. So even if it's not my stuff, you're going to start seeing stuff because of the algorithms. And so if you're trying to get into this right now and you want to get educated on it, then that's a good way to get a lot of information also. But this expo is the thing you want to be at. Oh, by the way, if you go in there and you do the YouTube thing, I don't even know how to do this. They tell me to ask you to subscribe. I see the subscribe thingies in there. I've just never really done it before because I'm not really a YouTube or even internet kind of guy in any way, shape, or form. But you can do that on my Facebook. You can do that on Lifestyles Facebook. You can do that on Instagram, Lifestyles Instagram, or my Instagram, whichever one you want to log up to. And I think we're even going to start doing Twitter now, believe it or not. I couldn't even tell you what Twitter was. I don't even have an account. So, well, whatever it is, you don't want to miss this expo. It's May 7th through 10th, and I'm going to tell you the two things you need to get into right away. Number one is the bus tour. The bus tour is the neatest thing we do. There's 2 days for the bus tour. There's Wednesday and there's Thursday. I believe Wednesday is already sold out. We have a few buses left for Thursday. You're going to get on that bus and go see apartment complexes that are owned by Lifestyles members. They're going to show you pictures of what it looked like when they purchased it, what they bought it for. They're going to show you, you know, tour you what it looks like now after all the renovation is done. They're going to show you the numbers and show you the amounts of profit they're able to make. They'll answer all your questions. How many people, how many partners did you have in the deal? What'd you pay for it? How much is the amount you put into it? What did it cost to do all these renovations? I mean, this is hands-on material. They say a picture's worth 1,000 words. Well, if a picture's worth 1,000 words, then live walkthrough is worth 1,000,000 words, especially because you add the feel and the smell of the property and the clientele. You can see the clientele. We can teach all day long in the room or in some type of a room, or we can even teach on the radio. It just doesn't come close to what you learn in just one day spent with me. And I will be with you both days, Wednesday and Thursday, all day long looking at these properties. You don't want to miss this. Now, this is a limited size event, obviously, because we only have so many buses we can use. You need to get into this event right away. Register for this one if you don't do anything else. You can decide how many other events you want to go to, but this. Now, if you're a Lifestyles member, by the way, you can get into the expo for free, but not the bus tour. So you want to register for the free expo, that's fine, but get registered for the bus tour. Now, in addition to that, the second thing that runs out are the rooms, because we booked rooms and we have like a portfolio of rooms that you can rent right around the event. So it's the three hotels that are on all three sides of the convention center. You don't want to have to walk or drive every day from a hotel far away and drive all over to get into it and then park your car and drive all. It's better just to be in one of these three hotels where you can just walk to the event, walk to the luncheons, walk to the dinners, walk to the parties. You don't want to miss out on this. This is the last year, however. We're having it this way. We're going to start splitting it up and making it two different events in the year, one side of the country, the other. For reasons I'll go into it another time, but it's something we want to do that will spread this thing out. But otherwise, right now, everybody gets to get together in the whole country for 4 days and learn everything that you need to learn about real estate investing in 4 days. Now, the next thing I want you to be aware of that you need to do is be aware that the marketplace is hot right now. In the multifamily environment, for the last 2 to 3 years, the opportunities were available, but the prices were way too high. You couldn't buy a property at a price that you can make a killing with it. Those prices have come down 30 to 40% across the board, and we are starting to see deals pop up all over the place again. In fact, it was getting so exciting that it scared me. I was afraid that people would start just blindly buying stuff again and the prices would go skyrocketing back up. So what I've done is I've put myself in a position here at Lifestyles. If you're a member, I'm going to look at your deal before you buy it. You know, bring it to me first. Let me look at it. Let me evaluate it. And what happens is that, you know, half of them are ridiculous deals at ridiculous prices. But if you're a beginner, you don't know that. Even if we teach you how to evaluate the value of these, you're still going to be hesitant and or blind at what you're doing. So if you're a type A, you're going to want to pay too much because you're going to be more excited about getting a deal than you are about getting the right deal. And if you're a type B, nothing's going to make sense because you can't see through the fact that these properties are in bad condition. In general, generally, they're in bad condition. Generally, their financials have been deteriorated. That in and of itself is the opportunity. So it's hard for a type B personality to see that. They're wanting to buy the absolute best property at the absolute cheapest price. That doesn't work. We buy the absolute most messed up property at the absolute best price, but then we fix it and make it worth double or triple what we paid for it in some cases. That's what we're into right now. That is the marketplace. So I started doing this a couple weeks ago. And when I first started doing it, you know, deals started wandering into my desk. I let everybody know that I was going to do it, but that, you know, it takes time for people to get the feel that it's time to start looking again. And we started out maybe the first week, I maybe looked at four deals. Then the second week, I looked at four deals the first day, and then six, then eight. Yesterday, I looked at like 12 deals, and that's been consistent for the last couple of days. If we're popping through that many deals, guys, we're negotiating, we're fighting. Now, remember, we're not taking every deal. We're taking the ones that make sense. But you've got to go through a lot of opportunities to find the good deals. You have to be prepared for luck. Luck is when opportunity meets preparedness. And we are prepared, if you remember here, we're prepared to take action and jump on these deals. On the other hand, we want to not be so hasty as to go just pay whatever the seller wants. They're excited to get rid of the property because they paid too much and they know they're losing money. And they're trying to get you to pay as much as they did so they don't lose money and make you the greater fool. We don't want to do that. We'll walk away from those deals until the people finally let them go. You say, well, why would they ever let them go? Why don't they just wait? Because there are loans on these properties, and most of the bad deals started about 3 to 5 years ago, during right after COVID. So with these deals being bad and these loans coming due, 2025 is the end of the pretend and extend world. During the last 3 years, people that paid too much for these properties have been just trying to get through it. Their motto was survive to 25. And they were doing what, and the banks were doing what they called extend their loans and pretend. Just keep acting like, okay, they're going to get it under control and interest rates will eventually go back down and these properties will go back up in value and blah, 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 blah. But it didn't, and their loans are running out. And I don't foresee the interest rates going back down unless Donald Trump creates a recession. Now, let's talk about that for a second. The Donald Trump effect is that everything gets better and we're buying at 30 to 40% below market, then boom, these things are going to go back up pretty quick and we won't have a lot of opportunity to buy them, so we better move pretty quick. But when that happens, we're going to make tons of money very quickly. On the other hand, if Donald Trump creates a recession, based out of all the stuff he's doing with, just negotiating stuff with everybody all over the world and just beating the heck out of people. If he creates a trade war and a recession, then the prices are going to drop even further. And if they do, that's when we cannot say no. That's when we have to go buy everything that comes up, because then we're going to make 300 and 400% returns. All right, let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio, and we'll talk about some of the things you shouldn't do.
to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing two things you should do and two things that you probably shouldn't do. And the first one that you should do is you should go to the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income and Bus Tour event that's coming up here in May 7th through 10th. You absolutely need to do this. It's going to break down the exact steps to become real estate retired, set yourself up, create enough passive income in the next 5 years or less to retire. Now, there's two reasons why you might want to come look into real estate investing. One is retirement. In this day and age, the 401k, which has been touted as the way to retire for years now, for the last 25, 30 years, is breaking down. People are realizing it may look good on paper, but it's not happening. You get to the end of your plan here and you got a couple hundred thousand in the bank. Let's go even with a million, although most people don't. Most people have a couple hundred thousand. And you go there and the financial planner says, well, now you can start taking it out at about 4% a year. If you take it out any faster than that, you'll eliminate it. You'll wipe it out. And then you'll end up alive with no money. So then your goal has to be to die before you run out of money. Even if you had $1 million, 4% is only $40,000 a year. And you have to pay taxes on that money. That's what people don't understand. And conversely to that, we can take that same amount of money and we can make you enough cash flow to live on, to retire on. And that money you earn doing it in real estate investing done correctly can be tax-free. Yeah, tax defer, and then when you die, it goes away. Boom. You just don't have to pay taxes on it. Okay? So that's the first reason. Now I'm going to talk to you about a second reason. When I was 34 years old, I retired 2.5 years after I started investing in real estate. And I'd like to bring across the point that, you know, in this day and age, there's a lot of older people that are thinking about retirement. I mean, my generation at least, and, you know, obviously people listen to me because they relate to me. But you younger guys, you need to be thinking about this. When I was 34 years old, you should think about the fact that I was retired and I was a millionaire. And I was able to do whatever I want, go wherever I want, spend time with whoever I want, have the money to be able to do all that stuff. So in other words, the primary reason to want to build up passive streams of income is not just retirement. The primary stream is, hey, I have a job and I can only make so much money and there is a cap to how much money I make. So I want to break through that cap. I want to be able to make more money. And literally, I doubled how much money I made because I made more money in my passive income than I made at my job. That's why I eventually just left my job. I go, why work? I can make more money doing this than what I was doing working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. So that's the second reason. It's the quality of life. And if you get started young, guys, I've got kids right now that are in my program that are 18 years old. They've been reading the material, going to the classes, getting prepared in their 16, 17 year old, their parents brought them in, and now they're 18 where they legally can sign. And quite honestly, many of these kids have already retired by the time they're 20, 21 years old, 2 or 3 years into this. For one, they have no cost of living. I mean, they have no overhead. So when they buy all this real estate, it doesn't take as much income to cover their overhead. So they can retire early. But then they have the rest of their life to do what I did every single year, build up your income. Add more real estate to your portfolio and make more money every year, year after year after year. So young guys, this is something you really need to think about. It is time for you to take action. Now, what shouldn't you do? Guy sent me an article a couple days ago, and I just pulled it out today. It said, watch out for condos. Guys, I've been doing this for 34 and a half years. And from the very beginning, I've been screaming at the top of my lungs every chance I get, don't buy condos. Condos are not really real estate. When you buy a condo, you don't buy a building, you don't buy a lot. You don't own the lot, you don't own the building, you don't own the driveway, you don't own the roof. You own the airspace inside the unit. You have no control. And the people that are running it are people that are not real estate experts by the very nature that they're dumb enough to buy a condo. Now they're on the condo association board. Which comes first, chicken or the egg? Stupid people buying condos or a board of directors on a condo board, which is stupid people left over from buying condos? I don't know which one comes first, but I know this. It's a disastrous situation. Now, here of late, there has been some really disastrous things going on. Specifically in Florida, I can think of one where there's now this group of condominium buildings that have aged out to where they're unhealthy, they're unsafe. And the only way they can fix them is spend hundreds of millions of dollars to fix these things. And basically, that makes your condo worthless. So you're down there in a nice part of Florida and you pay $300,000 to $400,000 to $1 million or $2 or $3 for a condo and it becomes worthless. It's just the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Yeah, I bought a condo because I couldn't afford a house. I get it. I bought one when I was a young kid, about 26 years of age. And it's the only piece of real estate I've ever lost money on. I bought it to own it to live in, not as an investment. I didn't know how to invest at the time. I was just looking for an inexpensive place to live and have some ownership. I bought it for $40,000 for a one-bedroom condo. I sold it 27 years later for $27,000 for a one-bedroom condo. It doesn't work. The Homeowners Association fees will destroy you. The homeowners group managing the thing will destroy you. I remember in Houston, Texas, in 1987, when I started buying real estate, when we had the crash, the big crash. And at that time, you could buy a condo for nothing. $500. I don't mean $500 down to make payments. I mean, you literally could buy it for $500. Why? Because the homeowners association fee, the real estate taxes and the insurance combined together was $200 or $300 more than what you could rent the thing for. In other words, you were losing money the day you bought it. And so there was no value to it. And so they started just selling them. I know a bunch of Asians came in and got a theory on that they could do something with it. And what they did was they bought all these condos and turned them into workplaces and stores. And I mean, just it became a slum in one part of Houston, Texas, because of this. It's just insane. But they were buying them for $500. You have to understand that. So they had nothing to lose. They were buying them for $500 and then turning them into a storefront, which was much cheaper than buying or renting a piece of commercial real estate. But, you know, this guy sent me this article about don't buy condos. I want to reiterate for you, if I could help you in any way, shape, and form, don't buy a condo. It's not real estate. You have no control. It is the biggest mistake I ever made in real estate, and it's the biggest mistake many, many, many other people have made in real estate. I run into people all the time and go, you know, I controlled a condo association, so I owned like 10 of them. Yeah, you're the idiot that ran the association. Sorry, guys. I was that idiot one time. Do you know how miserable it is? I owned 45 of 48 townhouse in a condo association. They were all townhouses. And I owned all but one building, which was four units. There's four units in each of these buildings. They're like fourplexes. And you know it was impossible to get anything done because the homeowners association rules, especially in Texas, I don't know what they are everywhere else, but in Texas, is that you can't do something that hurts the minority ownership. So even if you have controlling interest of the association board, you can't make changes. You have to live by the condo association rules and regulations. So what does that mean? I own fourplexes that were not in condos, that the units themselves, the size was about 1,500 square feet per unit. So make that times four, that would be about 3,000. No, I'm sorry, that would be 15,300. That'd be 6,000 square foot fourplex. And I owned fourplexes inside of a condo association, which were only like 800 square foot units. So that's 3,200 square feet. So 6,032, almost double the size. And when I went to put a roof on, it cost me double the amount to put the roof on the one inside the condo association because of all the rules and regulations that you had to follow in this association compared to the rules and regulations I didn't have to follow on the property I owned outside of the association. Hence, the profitability was severely limited, and in some cases, there was no profit at all. So let's move on. The next thing is you need to get started buying real estate. The multifamily market has changed. Deals are becoming abundant. If you've ever thought about joining Lifestyles, if you've been listening to me for 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years, whatever it is, get over yourself. Get in here. Let us get you educated because now the deals that you've been hearing about for 34 years, me telling you about these deals that changed my life, that made me a multimillionaire, they're happening again. They're unbelievable, and you need to get into them. Hey, my life is great. Your life is good. If you want great, then it's time to come make a change. What gets in the way of a great life? A good life. Now, if you're out there and your life sucks and you're living a life of quiet desperation, then what gets in the way of a good life even is an average, mediocre life. Let's get you here. Let's invest some time and money, and it's not a lot of money, but let's get invested in changing your life. People spend $200,000 in 8 years of their life to go to college to get out to learn how to have a job. I'm going to teach you, and this whole program is, and then the expo, which crunches all that stuff down into 4 days, you're going to learn how to change your life. You're going to learn how to live without getting up and going to work every day. So absolutely, you need to be buying deals right now. You need to get in here now and get started. You need to go to the expo. What was the thing I told you shouldn't do? You shouldn't buy condos, and we went into that last segment. I'm not going to repeat it. The next thing, I'm going to read to you an email I got, and it's an interesting point. I want to cover it for everybody, and that is, it says, a few months ago, you told me to use my mentors and contact you before getting into trouble, not after you get into trouble. So here I am 4 months after successful heart surgery and getting confused by my LU mentors. This is all regarding new construction homes. I watched last Thursday's case study where a new investor had purchased two new construction homes, and you were adamant that that is not the LU model. However, your agents are offering new construction properties. And my mentor, Isaac, even said that new construction is often an easier way for a new remote investor to get started. I'm very confused at this point. My intent for all these months has been to refuse to go to the back of the book and do what Dell told me not to do. So the confusion is this, guys. I got up and went off on it, and I do it for entertainment value, and I do it for impact. We have our real estate agents, our real estate agents. I have a whole other company besides Lifestyles Unlimited, which is Lifestyles Realty, and these guys get paid to sell things. They're real estate agents, right? And they look for stuff that makes sense. Well, they found a package of single-family, brand-new single-family homes that were so cheap that if you purchased them, they would have positive cash flow. The problem with them is you have to put 20% down, and there's no equity capture. And so my point was, this guy had done a deal, and it was like $50,000 down, and he had like, you know, 15, 20% cash flow or whatever it was. No, maybe it was even less. Maybe it was a lower cash flow. But the point is, he had no equity capture. That's not what we do, right? What we do is we go buy a $100,000 or $200,000 house for $100,000. We put $50,000 in renovation in it. We borrow the entire $150,000 to do it. All we have out of pocket is, you know, $1,000 for closing costs, and boom, we're making hundreds of percent return. If I make $50,000 and I've only got $10,000 or $20,000 in the deal, I've made anywhere from 250 to 500% return. That's what we do. So, well, Dell, then why would your agents bring this, and why would your mentor tell this person to do this? And the reason that they did is because this person was a type B and was scared to death. and they were buying properties outside of the state they live. Democrats live in states where the laws for real estate investing are so bad. The landlord laws, tenant laws are so bad, there's no way you can make any money there, and it will drive you crazy and maybe even get you sued. So people won't invest there after they take our course because they'll realize, boy, that's ridiculous. That's not what I should do. So they invest in Texas or any of the other great states in this country that are run and operated by Republicans. Now, I'm not a Republican, but I sure would rather invest in a Republican state, a red state, than a blue state because of the laws. So this mentor was simply pointing out, if you're scared to death and you're afraid of doing a rehab, then this is a simple way to buy a brand new home with very little risk, even though you're making a lot less return. All right, folks, hope you had a good day today. And remember, always, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.